When I was small, I had a desk. It was weird because I wrote on it. When I grow up, I want to be a singer. I like scribed it in and it's still on the desk.
Life at home was my dad, mom, and my three sisters. You can say I had a heavy woman influence from a young age.
We lived in a tiny house and I used to have a little bed in my mum and dad's room.
I used to sit on the windowsill and imagine things like winning the lottery.
When I was little, I knew that I wanted to entertain people. I was a proper show-off.
At school, I was always trying to play the class clown. I've always been that guy to make people laugh.
I used to get kicked out of class for singing Irish traditional songs at the back of geography.
I could always hear my sister's music, like, at the top of the stairs, and I used to pretend to have a guitar and, like, perform in my mirror in my bedroom.
And I wasn't really interested in things that other kids were interested in. They were, like, interested in football, and I was more creative.
Wherever I went, my dad just seemed to tell people that I could sing.
It'd be, like, 2, 3 in the morning, and I'd be singing, like, full power at the top of my voice, and my sister would be banging on the wall, going, "Shut up, you can't even sing, go to sleep." That was kind of, I guess, where the dream started.
Oh, what you did that for?
Just imagine how one reality TV competition can turn five boys into the greatest rock band of all time. Those five boys were One Direction, and they had millions of fans at their feet. But in 2015, one member left, and in 2016, they went on hiatus. So what have they been up to? Today, I'm going to be discussing their history and where are they now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. In 2010, the seventh season of The X Factor UK premiered, and solo candidates Liam Payne, Niall Horan, Zayn Malik, Harry Styles, and Louis Thompson auditioned. But they failed to progress in the boys category at the boot camp stage, but instead were put together to perform the five-piece boy band that we all know and love today. Thus qualified for the groups category, Nicole Scherzinger, a guest judge, and Simon Cowell have both claimed to have come up with the idea of forming the band. In 2013, he said that it took him 10 minutes to put them together as a group. Subsequently, the group got together for 2 weeks to get to know each other and to practice. Styles came up with the name One Direction. For their qualified song at the judges' houses, their first song as a group, they sang an acoustic version of Natalie Imbruglia's Torn. Cowell layered that the performance convinced Sue that they were confident, fun, like a gang of friends, and kind of fearless as well. Within the first 4 weeks of the live shows, they were his final act of the competition, and they quickly gained popularity in the UK. But they achieved third place in the competition behind Rebecca Ferguson and winner Matt Cardle. Their song Forever Young, which would have been released if they had won The X Factor, was leaked onto the internet. Shortly afterwards, it was confirmed that One Direction had been signed by Cowell to a reported £2 million Cycle Records record contract. Recording for their debut album began in January 2011 as they flew to Los Angeles to work with Red One, a record producer. A book licensed by One Direction, One Direction Forever Young, our official X Factor story, was published by HarperCollins in February 2011. Subsequently topping the Sunday Times bestseller list. That same month, the boy band contestants went on the X Factor Live Tour. During the tour, the group performed for 500,000 people throughout the UK. After the tour concluded in April 2011, they continued working on their debut album. Recording took places in Stockholm, Los Angeles, and London. They worked with producers Carl Falk, Simon Kochta, Steve Mack, and Remy Yacoub, among others. That wasn't until their successful debut single, What Makes You Beautiful, hit stores and online music platforms everywhere in 2011 in the month of September, after becoming the most pre-ordered Sony Music Entertainment single in history. Subsequent singles Gabby You and One Thing peaked in the UK singles chart top 10. In November of that year, they signed a record deal with Columbia Records in North America. Steve Barnett, the co-chairman of Columbia Records, says it was not a difficult decision to sign One Direction. I just thought there was a void and maybe they could seize and hold it. That same month, they released Up All Night in the UK and Ireland, critically recommended for its appeal to the teenage audience. It became their fastest-selling debut album of 2011 in the UK. In the summer of that year, they embarked on their first headline UK tour, the Up All Night Tour. But that wasn't until early 2012 when they formed their own Beatlemania in the US. They embarked on a radio promotion spree, as well as their first North American concert tour as an opening act for Midtown Rush, opening 16 shows after they had completed the first leg of the Up All Night Tour. That month, they announced that an Oceania leg had been added to the tour. They made their first U.S. television appearance on the Today Show. An estimated 15,000 fans descended on the plaza at the Rockefeller Center. What Makes You Beautiful was officially released in the U.S. where it debuted at number 28 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming the highest debut for a British act since 1998. On the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, it reached as high as number 4, and as of June of 2016, it has sold over 4.8 million copies in the U.S. and over 7 million copies worldwide. You Up All Night was released internationally in March, and they became the first UK group to have their debut album reach number 1 in the US, and they were also inducted into the Guinness World Records as a result. Up All Night became the first album by a boy band to sell over 500,000 digital copies in the US, and by August 2012, they had sold over 3 million copies worldwide. It was the third global best-selling album of the year, selling 4.5 million copies. Following the success of the album, an American leg of the tour was announced later that month. The Up All Night tour, comprising 62 shows, was met with positivity both critically and commercially, with critics praising their singing abilities and stage presence, and with tickets selling out in minutes. A recording of the concert for the tour, The Up All Night, the live tour was released in May 2012. In addition to a DVD chopping the charts in 25 countries, its global sales exceed 1 million copies by August of 2012. One Direction's first book to be licensed in America, Dare to Dream Life as One Direction, was published in the US in May 2012. It topped the New York Times bestseller list. In June 2012, Nick Gatfield, the chairman and chief executive officer of Sony Music Entertainment UK, say how he expects One Direction to represent a 100 million business empire over 2013. Gatfield stated, "What you might know about One Direction is that they already represent a 50 million business, and that's a figure we expect to double next year." In August 2012, the group's record sales exceeded 8 million singles, 3 million albums, and 1 million DVDs, and they performed their hit debut at the closing ceremony of the 2012 Summer Olympics in London, which represented a handover to Rio as the host of the 2016 Summer Olympics. One Direction were the biggest winners at the 2012 MTV VMAs, winning 3 nominations on September 6th of 2012, including Best New Artist. In April 2012, an American band that went by the same name filed a trademark infringement lawsuit. According to the lawsuit, the U.S. band had been using the name since 2009, recorded 2 hours, and filed an application to register the trademark name in the U.S. in February 2011. The band said that they were entitled to 3 times the profits made by the U.K. band, as well as a compensatory damages in excess of US $1 million. The lawsuit claimed that Psycho Sony Music chose to ignore the plaintiff's rights and willfully infringed them. After they realized in early 2011 that two bands shared the same name, Syco Records subsequently countersued, suggesting the US group was trying to make money from their success and that the boy band was the first to use the name in US interstate commerce. The BBC reported in September 2012 that the UK group won the legal dispute over the right to keep using their band name. The US band changed its name to Uncharted Shores. The change of name was announced in a joint statement that also noted both groups were happy with the outcome. In September 2012, Lil Warrior Young was the lead single for the group's second album was released and was a global success. It reached the top 10 in almost every country chart and recorded the highest 1 week opening sales figure for a song by a non-US artist in the US. The second single, Little Things, resulted in the band's second number one single in the UK. In November 2012, One Direction's second studio album was released, Take Me Home, and was an international hit, reaching number one in over 35 countries. Upon reaching number one on the Billboard 200, the group became the first boy band in US chart history to record two number one albums in the same calendar year, alongside becoming the first group since 2008 to record two number one albums in the same year. One Direction became the first group ever to have their first two albums reach atop the Billboard 200. Take Me Home has sold over 540,000 copies in its first week in the US, debuted atop the Billboard 200, and topped the charts in more than 34 other countries. Additionally, both albums were the number 3 and number 4 best-selling albums in 2012 globally, each album selling over 4.4 million units worldwide. The album and Little Things both debuted at number 1 in the US simultaneously, making them the youngest act in British chart history to achieve that. Take Me Home was written in groups and has an average of just under 5 songwriters per track, Savin Kocha, Rami Yakam, and Carl Falk, who composed One Direction's hits What Makes You Beautiful and One Thing, spent 6 months in Stockholm developing songs for the album, and was able to shape melodies around their tones. They began recording the album in May 2012 in Stockholm at Kingsley Studios. The album cover work features the group surrounding a traditional British K2 red telephone box, a familiar sight on the streets of the UK. It also had garnered mixed reviews from music critics. There was praise for its quality of production, while it was criticized for its generic rush nature. They performed Little Things at the Royal Variety in presence of Queen Elizabeth II and headlined a solo out tour at Madison Square Garden on December 3rd of that year. In February 2013, they released a cover version of One Way or Another and Teenage Kicks as the 2013 Comic Relief single. As part of their involvement with the UK Cherry, One Direction traveled to Ghana to volunteer at a children's hospital, visit a school, and make donations. Following Take Me Home's release, they embarked on the second concert tour in February 2013, the Take Me Home Tour. It consisted of 123 shows in Europe, North America, Asia, and Oceania. Ticket sales reached 300,000 within a day of release in the UK and Ireland, which included a 6-day sellout at the O2 Arena in London. In the Australian and New Zealand markets, tickets grossed $15.7 million, with all 190,000 tickets being sold for 18 shows to be held. It also received critical acclaim from musical critics, who praised the band's live vocals and their performance abilities, and was a commercial success, selling over 1,066,305 tickets from 134 shows. In total, the tour grossed $114 million. The official charts company revealed that One Direction has sold over 2,004,2500 records in the UK by February of 2013. Oh my god. Best Song Ever, the lead single of the group's then upcoming third studio album, Midnight Memories, was released on the 22nd of July in 2013. The song is their highest chart single in the US to date, reaching number 2. It broke the 24-hour Vivo record with 10.9 million views. Wow, that's a lot. Like, literally a lot. And then in August of 2013, they announced the 3D documentary One Direction, This Is Us, directed by Morgan Spurlock and produced by Ben Whishaw, Adam Milano, and Simon Cowell. It was released on August 30th and was a box office success, topping the UK and US box offices and grossing over 60 million worldwide. It became the highest grossing concert movie. On May 16, 2013, they announced their first all-stadium tour, the Where We Are Tour. And that was their first all-stadium tour, by the way. Tickets for the tour sold out in minutes, and more shows were added due to the overwhelming demand. On November 23, 2013, in support of Midnight Memories, the band participated in 1D Day, a day dedicated to the Directioners, and it constituted a landmark, a 7.5-hour socially interactive YouTube live stream featuring live band performances, celebrity guests including Simon Cowell, Cindy Crawford, Piers Morgan, and Jerry Springer. October 28, 2013, Story of My Life was released, charting number 6 in the US and number 2 in the UK, while charting at number 1 in countries such as Mexico, Spain, Bulgaria, Denmark, and Ireland. Midnight Memories was released on November 25th of 2013, debuting at number 1 in the UK and in the US, making them the first group to debut at number 1 on the Billboard 200 with its first 3 albums and the second to reach the top after The Monkees in 1967. The album was described by the band as edgier and as having a slightly rockier tone than their previous efforts. Despite being released at the year's end, it was the best-selling album worldwide in 2013 with 4 million copies sold globally. To promote the album, they performed on both American and British versions of The X Factor. One Direction were rightly considered to have been propelled to global recognition by social media. Sunny Takar, the chief executive producer of Psycho Records, attributes the breakthrough to the power of social media. Sometimes you feel the song's the star, but it's not like that here. It's the act. He quote, "It's a real moment. Social media has become the new radio and has never broken an act globally like this before." Will Bloomfield, the group's manager, I, end quote, "These guys live online and so do their fans," end quote. Their management employs a social media team and all the members to tweet themselves, which helps create the illusion that they could be aimed closer to their fans, according to Casper Lewin-Smith, right for The Guardian. One Direction's Twitter account has amassed 10 million followers by 2013 in February, with the account gaining followers at an average 21,000 per day. In an approach pioneered by the Beatles, each member is known for his feature. Now the cute one, Mel the quiet and mysterious one, Liam the sensible one, Harry the charming one, and Louis the funny one. Each member's individual identity is reinforced by their intentionally different personal styles. Caroline Watson, the band stylist, spoke about styling the band. "At the beginning, I didn't want them all in black or all in leather. That whole stereotypical boy band thing. Instead, her original idea was for them to be the male equivalent of the Spice Girls, with each member being a part of the group but still having his own individual style. They broke another sales record with DVD and Blu-ray release of This Is Us in December 2013. Nearly 270,000 copies of the film were sold in the UK within 3 days of its release, beating the record previously set by Michael Jackson's This Is It in 2010 by 10,000 copies. The group was named among the top global artists of 2013 by the IFPI because of strong digital downloads, physical albums, on-demand streams, and music videos. In 2013, they became the first boy band in history to gross $1 billion. The band embarked on the Where We Are tour in April 2014 and was concluded on October 5th, 2014, playing 69 shows with an average 49,848 fans per show. The tour grossed $290 million, becoming the highest concert tour in 2014, the 15th highest grossing concert tour of all time, and the highest grossing tour of all time by a vocal group. The tour was attended by 3.4 million fans. In August of that same year, the group released their third book, One Direction, Where We Are, Our Band, Our Story, 100% official. On July 21st, 2014, they announced another concert film, One Direction, Where We Are, a film which documents the concert of June 28th and 29th of 2014 that took place in San Siro Stadium during their Where We Are tour. After the announcement, the band announced the film will have a limited 10 through the 11th October 2014 international cinema release before its home media release in November 2014. They also released Who We Are on September 25th, 2014. That's their second autobiography book. On September 8, 2014, they announced their fourth studio album to be titled Four, set to be released on November 17, 2014. As part of the announcement, one of the songs for the album, Fireproof, was released for free download for 24 hours on their official website. See My Girl was the album's lead single released on September 29, 2014, receiving critical acclaim for its classic rock sound. The second single, Night Changes, was released on November 14th. 3 days before the album's release, and achieved platinum status, selling over 1 million units in the United States. Four was released on the same day they announced, topping the Billboard 200 and the UK Albums Chart. In total, it debuted at number 1 in 18 countries, selling 3.2 million copies, and it became the top chart album on iTunes in 67 countries. They became the only group in the 58-year history of the Billboard 200 charts to have their first four albums debut on number one. In February 2015, they embarked on their fourth world tour, the On the Road Again tour, grossing $208 million and the second highest grossing tour of 2015. But that year, things took a big hit, not only to me, but to fans everywhere. On March 25th, 2015, the band released a statement that Zayn left One Direction. They made their first official public appearance as a four-piece on The Late Late Show with James Corden, where they confirmed that they would continue working without a new fifth member. The On the Road Again tour concluded on October 31st, 2015. That's Halloween. After playing 80 shows in Australia, Asia, Africa, Europe, and North America, grossing $208 million and over 2.3 million tickets were sold. On July 31st, 2015, they released Drag Me Down without promotional material or announcement. Despite this, it still topped the charts in multiple countries, making their song their first single to reach number one in those respective countries, and also reached number one in multiple other countries, including Ireland and the UK, while charting third in the United States. Their single was the first single for their fifth studio album, Made the AM. It was the first material released by the group after Zayn's departure. Following the release, it was announced that the group will be going on hiatus in 2016. On September 22nd, the title for the fifth studio album, Made the AM, was officially announced along with the promotional single, Infinity, be released. The group began to reveal the track listing on their Snapchat stories, to which it was later confirmed on iTunes. In October, they released Perfect, It reached the Billboard Top 10, making the group's second consecutive and fifth overall top 10 hit, breaking the Beatles record for the most top 10 Hot 100 debuts among the bands. Made the AM was released in November 13, 2015, topping the charts in the UK among other countries, while reaching number 2 in the US. It was the 6th best-selling album of 2015. At the 2015 AMAs on November 22nd, they won the award for Artist of the Year for the second year in succession. Louis later confirmed that the break will be around 18 months. On December 13th, they performed at the X Factor Final in the UK. Their last televised performance as a group was on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve in 2015. On January 2016, on 13th, they U.S. Weekly published a report claiming that the group's hiatus would become a permanent split, with sources citing that each of the four main group members did not renew their contracts following the completion of the On the Road Again tour in 2015. Representatives for the group denied the report in a statement to Billboard, saying nothing has changed regarding the hiatus plans for the group, and all will be revealed in due time from the band members' own mouths. By May 2017, all members have released solo singles. Despite saying that the hiatus will last 18 months, the band still are yet to confirm when they'll reunite. Since then, all band members pursued other projects. Liam was at the 2017 Brit Awards accepting the Video of the Year award for their song History, and he did on the behalf of the band. In 2018, in February, it was reported that the group had folded its touring company after applying for removal within the company's house registry in October 2017. But throughout those years, there was some drama behind the scenes. The biggest issues in One Direction can be traced back to an irreconcilable falling out between Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson. The duo spent their first year of success when One Makes You Beautiful made them instant teen heartthrobs around the globe, living together in a rented 3 million North London flat. But by the start of 2012, they had abruptly moved out. Their friendship was over. Completely over. Was it because of fans continuously calling them Larry Styles and thinking they are actually dating? But they barely talk to each other unless for only work purposes or in public. A source close to the band revealed apart from Harry and Louis, no one knows exactly what caused the falling out. They didn't even tell the other boys the full details. They claim that everyone from Cowell to the band's management company to journalists had been part of a giant cover-up for the romance, given Louis and Harry spent a long time unable to fly in the same private jet because of the hatred between them. The division resulted in Harry becoming in love with Taylor Swift later in 2012, creating a new social circle, and featuring many of the entertainment industry's top movers and shakers. Meanwhile, Louis took control of 1D, making him the band's unofficial leader, and regularly going into battle with their management and record company. Then, by the start of 2014, the band was struggling to cope with the attention of the superstar, and things started to unravel as a result of their too busy schedule, drug use by Zayn, filmed Smokey a Joint on the tour of South America, and by Louis caused division within the band. Liam's drinking and partying was out of control, something he has now admitted. That caused further strains on the band, as he has regularly questioned if he was to stay in the public eye. Harry would never go out with his bandmates to social events, unless he would hang out with Niall, who was the unofficial peacekeeper of One Direction. But the touring was highly lucrative, and the band's money man appeared desperate to keep them performing to sold-out stadiums across the globe, putting them under further pressure, allowing them to record while on the road. Backstage at Band Aid recording last November, the group looked miserable. Harry only hung out with his best friends Nick Grimshaw and Ed Sheeran rather than the bandmates. And Zayn officially had enough. He initially refused to travel in the US and the same amount to promote for, with TV host Matt Lauer going public with rumors of substance abuse. He reluctantly joined the band, but 4 months later quit for good. Against further revelations that he cheated on then-fiancé Perry of Lil Mix, another Cowell creation. The dream was over as fans learned for the first time that some members of One Day had gone from best mates to mere associates. A band insider said the other four have hardly spoken to Zayn since he left, and Louis will forgive him for leaving. So, a lot of drama has been going on behind the scenes, but they still made some great music. But the one question, will we ever see 1D back together? Maybe we won't. But let's just see what the next years hold for us.
Arms and hold you close tonight, it just won't feel right, 'cause I can love you more than this.
Yeah,
when he lays you down I might just die inside.
Ow!
It just don't feel right, 'cause I can love you more than this.
No!
When the sun goes down I know that you and me and everything will be alright. When the city
what you want, and you say what you say, and you're falling high, even though it'll break. We want to live while we're young, want to live while we're young. Tonight, let's get some and live while we're young.
And then I see you on the street. In his arms I get weak, my body fails, I'm on my knees praying.
I'm already torn.
There's nothing left, I used to cry. My inspiration has run dry, and that's what's going on. 'Cause nothing's fine, I'm torn.
The key, don't wanna be reminded, don't wanna be seen, don't wanna be without you. My judgment's clouded like tonight's sky.
And as I walk up to your door, my head turns to face the floor. 'Cause I can't look you in the eyes and say,
stay, coffee cup, just a fingerprint of lipstick's not enough. Unforgettable together, held the whole world in your hands. Unexplainable, a love that only we could understand. I know there's nothing I can do to change it, but is there something that can be negotiated? My heart's already breaking, baby, go on, twist the knife.
Taste on my tongue. I don't wanna wash away the night before.
Maybe it's the way she walks.
Saying you don't wanna hurt me.
told her that I loved her, was not sure she heard. Roof was pretty windy and she didn't say a word. Party dying downstairs, had nothing left to do. Just me, her, and the moon.
If you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, baby, I'm perfect.
Come on.
Baby, I'm perfect for you. Nobody can drag me down. Nobody can drag me down. Baby, you light up my world like nobody.
Simple, no.
Someday you're gonna see the things that I see. You're gonna want the air that I breathe. You're gonna wish you never left me.
Who's gonna be the last one to drown away?
She's broke inside. The story of my life.
Alright guys, that's it for this episode worthy now. Also, happy 11 years to One Direction. Till this day, we still miss y'all together and we hope we see y'all again soon. Anyway, do y'all have any favorite 1D singles? Please share them in the voice messages, which is in my bio. Anyway, that's all you have to hear from me. I love you guys, and I hope you enjoyed today because this is a very special day. I love you. Bye, guys.